we're back again talking with one of our boats that just came in. Keep going, guys.
So last night, the weather forecast from the federal NEMA? What's the National Weather
NOAA.
Service?
NOAA.
They forecast
15 knots of wind.
15 knots of wind. But then we were hearing over the VHF from Hawaii about all the downpours and the flooding and the flash floods that were happening. But well, they've only forecast 15 knots of wind out here, so that's fine. Well, throughout the night, it gusted up to, we saw 47 knots. And huge amounts of winds, huge amounts of rain. And not only that, the waves are building, and the waves are kind of building from a couple of different directions, so the boat's heaving and holding all over the place. And it's hard to get anything trimmed right, because the wind is very inconsistent in its direction and its intensity.
Steering the boat in the dark.
Yeah, we can pitch black.
Pitch black.
Pitch black.
You have to use the instrument mostly to keep your course. But
it's like flying an airplane at night.
Yeah, and then every once in a while I'd look up, and it looked like the darkness engulfed the rest of the boat. You just don't see the rig.
You could
just
see the bow.
Darkness. Yeah. And then you could hear the wind, and you could feel the rain, and feel lightning. You have the only time that we ever saw the rig was when the lightning.
Yeah, tons of lightning, too.
Yeah, we were about 14 knots. And it was a wild ride. It was a bobsled ride.
A lot of roundups.
Was
the wind in your face?
It was sort of on the beam behind you, but it swung around quite a bit, so it was hard to really get it nailed down.
And the
pressure, the amount of wind kept going up and down, so we kept having to put reefs in, two reefs in, take all the reefs out.
As time went on, it got colder and colder.
Yeah.
The winds got colder, and they started coming around. I mean, every time you get a bow spray, it felt so much warmer.
The water from the ocean was warm.
Yeah.
That was a nice treat.
It's very cold where we're from.
I'll tell you what, we're all glad to be here on land, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good trip.
Yeah, it feels a little easy, but...
Yeah, like, why does this island move so much?
Well, you guys, congratulations on a great crossing and some of the stories, and enjoy your stay here on Maui, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope you can piece together something.